As we rapidly approach half time, Ruby, not too long to go. And, about 10 minutes. Maybe a few more tries would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, really liven up the game. I mean, it's been quite equal so far.
Fantastic. Right. The line out this time works from Tingay. And Coventry trying to defend as Warwick. Bit scrappy. The mud and the wet, the damp is certainly not helping, but Warwick are making the most of the conditions. And they're 5-3 up here as they power through with Ballantyne Dykes, who sets the ball at the back of the ruck. And Connor Michaels will not have time to take it out because Coventry have gone in at the side. And there's another penalty, this time for Warwick. A lot of penalties from both sides here. And the referee's actually having a talk to Nick Doherty, the Coventry captain, possibly getting a little annoyed at all the infringements.
Yeah, I mean, the ref has been very hot on calling everything up. I mean, he's played the advantage a couple of times, but he's generally brought it back. And Warwick to kick. Into touch.
Indeed. Into touch. The ball goes. I'm having a couple of number problems here. I can't quite work out if that is Mike Arrowsmith or if that is Mark Davis who took that kick.
It's getting a bit muddy out there, isn't it, Josh? Pardon? It is getting very muddy, Ruby.
But we will persevere. And if the players aren't complaining, I don't think we can. So Tingay with another line out here. Quite an attacking one for Warwick. As they go to the back again with, I believe that was James Clark. So Warwick looking to play Coventry at their own game here with an attacking maul. Bit of handbags off the ball, but we'll not speak about that. Nothing really of any... not compared to the ice hockey anyway, as Warwick pushing up well now, almost 5 metres out, and the momentum's still coming. Coventry falling off this maul, and they're only 3 metres out now, Warwick, forcing men into the ball. The maul surely almost to the line. This could be the second try. Warwick go to ground, and advantage being played. Another try for Warwick, and it's come from the rolling maul, which has gone best part of 15 metres. Brilliant attacking play, and the Warwick forwards are reaping the rewards now for their abilities shining out over the Coventry players. It's been the Coventry maul that's been trying to cause problems, but Warwick say, OK, we'll play you at your own game. How does that feel? And a second try of the afternoon for Warwick. The rolling maul proving dangerous there for us.
Oh, definitely. It's nice to give them a taste of their own medicine and actually get a reward from it, I guess. Coventry a bit shocked by that one, I think. They weren't expecting the maul to overcome their own strength, but it has, and Warwick are looking joyous.
Bit more of a lead now for Warwick. 10-3 with the conversion to come, and Coventry, who started quickly and went 3-0 up through Josh Herbert's penalty, possibly a bit lost at sea here. The second conversion of the day. Both kicks missed so far. The boos ringing out again. Disrespectful from Coventry, and again followed up with a poor conversion. So the scores will remain at 10-3, and possibly should we blame the kicking tee? Can we do that?
Yeah. Well, the chance that Coventry are, like, it's in Coventry's half. They're really chanting at him, like, you've got to cut the guy some slack. Like, they're very loud on this end, so he did his best, but he's got to do better, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, I suppose we need to give them a bit of credit. They're having a good time, and I would find it very difficult to have a good time if my university had been completely and utterly humiliated. But there you go. Fair play to them. Connor Michaels, the scrum half now, will look to box kick away from this ruck just outside the Warwick 22. Well fielded there by the open side flanker, Rory Prentice. Tackled well by a couple of Warwick players. The intensity of this game just stepping up a notch in the last few minutes, possibly. And again, a bit of fisticuffs off the ball between Ballantyne Dykes and Doherty of Coventry. Possibly a bit of frustration there from the Coventry captain. So, and that ball's come free, and Warwick have a lot of men over here. Rich Newman, the captain, loves getting involved and smashes through, and the gain line is beaten. Connor Michaels now out to Dom Ray. And this, sorry, is Dom Ray now trying to break through the tackle and well over the gain line and still going forward, supported by a couple of backs. Connor Michaels now trying to get the ball out, slowed down a bit. So the momentum gone, but still Warwick in possession. Michaels didn't really know what to do. Nice cheeky offload out of the back of the hand, and Warwick still with possession. Just outside, halfway in between the halfway line and the Coventry 22 here. You're joining us live at Butts Park. Warwick 10, Coventry 3 here in the final match of this year's Varsity 2013. Warwick have smashed Coventry in virtually every sport, and we're looking to smash them here in Rugby Union. And so far, so good for the boys in light blue. Connor Michaels feeding again out the back of the ruck. A chip ball over the top, and George Irwin, who's got a lot of pace, to be chasing this one up. Dodgy match! Luke Macklin gathers, and it's a third try. And I have to say, go on, Luke Macklin. One of my friends from Arthur Vic last year scores under the post, and Warwick are starting to run riot here, Ruby.
That was a beautiful interception, and he's got to be proud of himself there. I mean, that was amazing. He really, and placing that under the post, I mean, there should be no trouble for the kicker now.
Exactly. You're told as a kid, always gamble on the bounce. You're never sure where that rugby ball is going to bounce. It's egg-shaped for a reason, and Macklin did very well there. Macklin, who, interestingly, is apparently scared of geese. There's your interesting fact about Luke Macklin. I'm sure he'll be very pleased to brought that one up, but he certainly wasn't scared of the Coventry defence there. Darts through the gap, gathers the ball, dots down under the post, and a simple conversion to follow means the score is Warwick 17, Coventry 3, with just a few minutes of this first half remaining. It was close for the opening 20, but Warwick's starting to cut loose a bit here, Ruby.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think we just lost the ball onto the road. It's gone.
I mean, that could be a problem. I mean, traffic report, the Butts Road is travelling freely at the moment. But if there are any drivers listening in on Raw 1251, please stop and give us our ball back.
Yeah, it's egg-shaped.
Yeah. And the fly half now, a bit of a comical moment when there isn't a single ball on the pitch. The referee is signalling to the sidelines. Can we have a ball?
Referee actually signalling for a round ball, which is interesting.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't know what sport he's refereeing. So far, we can't criticise the referee. He's done a fantastic job so far. It can't be easy in that gaudy top, but he's doing his best.
We do have
a ball on the pitch now, and the restart will be taken with only a few minutes remaining of this first half. And a very professional restart there, and Warwick can't deal with it because of that. And Coventry have a bit of possession. And can we see Coventry staging any attacks before half-time, Ruby?
They've got the advantage knock-on here, so they can try and make a play of this, which they will, but it's taken down.
And now Warwick stemming that tide once again, which has been the problem, really. Allsop tries that cheeky kick through, but it's well gathered and well cleared there by, I believe, Dominic Ray, the Mauritian. But Coventry have some men over, but it's kicked away needlessly by Brad Letthorne there, and it's going to run all the way out. No, Macklin can just watch it, take his time, and dots down. Bit risky there. But
yeah, he did take his time a bit then, didn't he? Maybe he's feeling a little bit smug.
Well, he's just got a try in the varsity final.
You can't blame the guy, can you?
But he dots down anyway, and it will be a 22 dropout here with just a few minutes remaining of this first half at the Butts Arena. Warwick 17, Coventry 3, and once again, we are beating our neighbours comprehensively at Butts Arena. Good restart again, and it's almost gathered by Josh Downey, the winger, but it goes out not on the full, and the referee has blown for half-time there. So 17-3. The half-time score, Ruby, and a fantastic start for Coventry. You felt really getting at the Warwick players, but in the last 15 minutes, three quick-fire tries, two through the forwards, and then a delicious chip over the top by Dom Raylad and Luke Macklin to dot down under the post. And 17-3, surely a big enough lead for Warwick.
They've got to be confident with that. I mean, there's a couple of players that have been proper workhorses on the pitch. Ballantyne Dykes, as we said at the beginning, one to watch. And they've really added to this game. I mean, they wouldn't have been able to do it without them. The physical strength of Coventry sometimes overplayed Warwick's, but they've really come back at it, and they've really come back, and it's really good to be leading this much at halftime.
There you go, and the atmosphere has been fantastic, as we say. I'm sure you've been able to hear the chanting. And do you think that the Warwick players will get behind? The Warwick fans will get behind the players, I am sure, in the second half. But for now, as the players trudge off, Warwick will be absolutely delighted with that first half performance, because at halftime here at the Butts Arena, it's Warwick 17, Coventry 3.
A great half of rugby there, and thank you to our commentators, Ruby and Josh. It's got to be said, I feel somewhat sorry for the Mauritian people. A terrible kicking performance from the fly half, who's wearing number 20, actually. Alex, what did you make of his performance?
Yeah, there was some interesting kicks, I think. Hit the post, obviously, but we had plenty of penalties very early on, but failed to convert them, unfortunately. He hit the post and a few wide kicks as well. Luckily, right at the end of the half, he got one right under the post, which he will hopefully give him a little bit of confidence. But as Rick said earlier, his running has been really, really brilliant.
Yeah, I can understand the criticism of his kicking. It's been pretty average. But in terms of game management from fly off, that's kind of, you know, kicking. If it was a closer game, then yeah,
his kicking criticism would be justified. But I think in a game where we're expected to kind of dominate so much, then I think his game management's a more important facet of kind of the performance. And I think his game management, to be fair, has been pretty superb. It was his break for the second try. It kind of got through the defence and, you know, really gave us some front football. So, the kicking's not been great, but I think the other areas of performance, he's more than justified his place in the team.
Okay. And I mean, Matt, do you think that it's a case of Coventry performing under par, Warwick performing well? Or I know that Warwick had a little bit of luck.
To be honest, I don't think our first half has been particularly good, really. There's been a lot of forward play. I think Fortunately, we haven't been great, but Coventry have been pretty awful, to be honest. The game is with the forwards. The first two tries obviously came from driving mauls. So the first one was good ruck play on the try line. But the trouble is our line out isn't working particularly well either. We just don't seem to be able to throw the ball straight at the minute.
Yeah, I'd say I've been really disappointed with Warwick kind of generally in terms of just the basics of rugby. We've played some quite nice stuff, but I just think the basics have been off. The line out's been awful. Far too much ill-discipline, I think, personally. You know, Cov clearly aren't that good a team. I mean, not to show any disrespect, but we're clearly kind of a cut above kind of as a rugby team. And I just think that if we can manage to cut out that ill-discipline, then a lot more points will be there to take, and you know, it'll really kind of stifle any kind of attacking play for Cov.
Yeah, I mean, is there anything that Cov can do?
I'm not convinced, to be honest. They've not played particularly badly. I mean, but Warwick equally have been poor, and we're still 14 points up with a pretty underwhelming first half display. So I think it's just generally the quality of player, kind of the difference in quality is evident. Obviously, Cov will keep working hard, and they need to cut out some ill-discipline as well, because that's giving Warwick far too much front football. And the way we're playing as well, we're not looking to take penalties. Obviously, Domrey's kicking has been a bit dodgy, so we're looking to kick to the corner and really look to dominate them kind of in a physical sense. So, yeah, they're really going to have to kind of cut out that to have any kind of chance of salvaging something from this game, I would have thought.
Yeah. I mean, Alex, any particular players that have stood out for you? I mean, I'm assuming they're not going to be from the Coventry lineup.
No, unfortunately not. It has really been the forwards. As we said before the start of proceedings, we said it would be a forwards game, and it has been that. The first two tries, of course, came from driving mauls, but some of the back play has been good. Obviously, special mention goes to Luke Macklin with the third try, which was a very, very good try. But yeah, I think really it will continue to be a forwards game as the pitch deteriorates further. As we said after the league game, or during the league game, it was starting to look like a bit of a mud bath, but it's gotten even worse since then, so it will continue to go in that vein, I think.
Yeah. It's not been ideal for any rugby, but we saw glimpses there. Luke Macklin's try at the very end was lucky. The balance wasn't you know, great for the Cobb defence, but it was a good attacking line, it was a good kick over the top, and there are signs there that the attacking rugby is there to be played if they're willing to take risks and stuff. And also just a shout out for Luke Macklin doing the wonderful town of Stockport proud. He went to my school, and it's good to see him get a try on a big stage.
He's made a couple of very good runs from his own half as well. Went straight through the attacking line on one occasion, almost went all the way through, stopped by the opposition fullback. But a lot of the players with the second rows on either side as well, I've noticed. In the rucks, a lot of the time it's looked like Coventry will turn the ball over, but our two second rows have jumped straight in and salvaged the situation. So yeah, they're playing very well.
They've been a really good physical presence as well. Good strong ball carry. That's what you need in a game like this. You know, you need a kind of solid breakdown in terms of the forwards, but you need good ball carriers to get the hard yards in and give a platform for the backs to actually be able to do anything. And we saw, you know, the second try was scored by a second row, and they've showed some good real kind of drive when the ball necessarily hasn't been that quick, and they've had to do a lot of hard work, and they've really put a good shift in.
I mean, with the Warwick boys, I know they're winning, and they don't exactly need to do a lot here, let's be honest about this. They're, in terms of their attack, they're certainly getting the ball out wide to the wings, but there are just, you know, there are no runners coming inside, there are no angles being taken. It all seems a little, well, one-dimensional, really.
It has been a little bit static, to be fair. Yeah. I'd agree with that, and I think they'll know that. You know, we're clearly, you know, the division above, second in the top division of the Bucks League. They'll know that they're better than this. They'll know that kind of the attacking play should be more fluid than this, and they'll look to rectify that in the second half. Yeah. We said if they can go into half time with a decent lead, it'll give them a chance to kind of show some nice rugby in the second half, and hopefully that's how it'll work.
Right. We've got an interview now with Becky on the touchlines, and we're going to Dorothy Hearson and a friend, I'm assuming.
Hi, I'm down here with Beth and Dorothy, who are here, Warwick fans. They are students, and they are watching the rugby union match with me. How are you finding this evening?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good bands in the stadium, I must say. Pretty good atmosphere going on.
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's great.
How do you think Warwick are doing? Pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, we're winning. Yeah. We're winning in general as well, so, you know.
Yeah. Cannot complain, can we?
How does the Warwick chant go?
There are a few to pick from, but my personal favourite is give me a G, G, give me an E, E, give me an F, F, what do you get? Into Cov.
I think that one is pretty good banter. And have you guys been watching rest of Varsity? Have you been following it?
Yeah.
Of course, everyone gets involved with varsity. And who have you come here with today?
Just course mates, housemates, the bunch, really.
A whole crew with you.
A whole crew with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking to us. We're going to go back to Richard in the studio.
And as you might have gleaned there from Becky's interview, fantastic atmosphere here in the stadium. What's it been like? Has it been, you know, really G'ing the boys up?
Honest, I've quite enjoyed the atmosphere. Obviously, there's a bit of banter on both sides from both players. Obviously, there's a few people down there who are enjoying the night very, very much. They've been backwards and forwards to the bar, which is always good to see in a game of rugby. But yeah, fantastic atmosphere. It makes varsity what it is, really.
The Cobb fans have been mouthing off a lot with very little justification in doing so because, yeah, they're never ahead. They have no right to really be singing. I think they started singing when they were 3-0 up, which is one of the only times, to be fair, in the varsity series they've actually been winning any kind of game whatsoever. So,
fair in football, that would have been great.
Yeah, granted.
But not in rugby.
But no, it is a good atmosphere, and hopefully in the second half, with a good lead, we should be able to run some more tries in, get the fans going, a few more drinks flowing, and end it on a high with the presentation at the end of the game, hopefully after a good win.
Yeah. I mean, Alex, are you surprised at sort of the lack of... Well, I'd say there's a lack of hostility between the two, actually. There's nothing really serious going on.
Yes, it's been surprising, actually. It's been, apart from a few risque chants, it's been fairly subdued, which is quite surprising. But I'd assume as the game develops, it'll get a bit more heated.
The second half is about to start, so we go back to our commentary team of Ruby and Josh.
Cheers, Richard. Thank you very much. You've joined us just in time here for the kickoff of the second half. Dominic Ray will restart play here as Warwick restarts 17 points to 3 up at the Butts Arena with just one half of varsity action left for 2013. Once again, Warwick are the varsity champions, and a very physical start there as the balls turn over quickly. Big tackling there from Warwick and Coventry. Can't gather the ball in their own 22, but the referee has pulled the ball back for a knock-on, and we welcome back Ruby. Ruby, looking forward to the second half?
Definitely. I mean, it's a great score so far. We just need to keep going, keep pushing. Maybe some more creative plays would be nice. But at the moment, it's a matter of brawn, I think. And Cov will definitely be trying to send that back our way. But I don't think they can match up.
I was going to say, I don't think if it's a battle of the brains that Coventry are going to fare very well.
Well, they were never going to play that card, were they?
Probably not. Anyway, the first scrum of the second half here. 17-3 the half-time score. And it will be Coventry to take the first scrum. So Nick Allsop, Alex Selby, the scrum half, feeding in. But a free kick given. Coventry engaging too quickly. And Warwick just biding their time here. Are they going to go for a quick tap? They will. And it's with Ballantyne Dykes who smashes through the first tackle. And Warwick once again starting the second half as they finish the first with momentum. Good little inside ball from Michaels and Ray. But the knock-on came coming, I think, there from Nat McDonald. So second scrum. The second half already, and there were quite a few in the first half. Ruby, once again, the running rugby in this opening couple of minutes has not been brilliant, starting as the first half did, really.
No, a bit stop and start. They really need to pick up that momentum again, I think.
Absolutely. Well, once again, Coventry scrum here, so Alex Selby will feed just inside the Coventry 22 as they look to try and break out. Of course, yet to score a try, but the referee again blowing his whistle this time for seeing something going on, but just resetting the scrum. No infringements there. Who were you impressed with, Ruby, in the first half? Any players who stood out for you think will build on the performance in the second half?
Well, I think, as we mentioned in the first half, Ballantyne Dykes has done really well. And for a fresher, this is first varsity finale, first varsity match, and he's really pulling it off.
There are a fair few freshers. I think 4 or 5 in this Warwick starting 15, which is fantastic news in the long term for the Warwick rugby side, as Coventry win their scrum and look to clear the ball out of the 22 here. With Selby back to Allsop, who's almost chased down. And now Josh Danny will claim the number 11. And he claims, but it's pulled straight into touch. And the referee, seeing that it was touch, Josh Danny, though, did well to claim the ball there, Ruby. But Coventry looking up for this second half. They want to regain a bit of pride, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They do. I mean... Downey played in, he was the only fresher in varsity match last year, so he's had a bit of experience of this kind of pressure and atmosphere, but he did well there, but could have done a bit better, I think.
He did. Not had much possession, Downey, but when he has, he's looked dangerous on that left wing. The first chance he gets is has led to this Coventry line-out, which is claimed, and Coventry looking to breaking out with a long pass here, and they've got a 2-on-1 here. George Owen's got a lot to do, and it's out to the winger, who is Joe Jepps here, I think. Handoff up over the halfway line, but as soon as a Warwick player is there, Macklin coming across, and so was Irwin chasing back.
Macklin really standing out for me in this match. Just generally, he's everywhere. He's really everywhere on the pitch, and that's all you can ask for from a fullback.
He has indeed had a fantastic game defensively, but going forward, he has been very, very impressive as well. So, Warwick, I think we'll have the line out here. Where are we? We are just inside the Warwick half, and it's knocked on, I think, there. Referee does say knock on. So Coventry will have the possession back. And it's back at the back. And once again, the maul. No, taken quickly there by the prop, who powers through, and Coventry getting men in support here as they look to look for their first try. But still a long way and still a lot of phases you'd think to go through. Although broken tackle there. Flanker, but knocked on. The referee saying knocked on by both sides. But first it was Warwick. Good handoff there by one of the... I think that's the centre. I believe that is Robert Knox, who's just handed off two of the Warwick players in quick succession. But still Coventry in their own half. And then another handoff. And Coventry looking at to put a bit more impetus in at the start of the second half, Ruby. And they're looking good.
They're pushing forward very well. I mean, Warwick seem a bit caught off guard at some points in this play. And they need to wake up again, I think.
And just as you say that, some hands on the floor of the ruck, I believe, is what the referee signals. So Coventry will have a penalty, or no, not releasing, says the referee on the far side of us from this stadium. We're sat here in the packed grandstand here with Warwick and Coventry fans, who are loving the atmosphere. And the far side is where the penalty's been given. And so Allsop finds a good touch there. Best touch find of the afternoon. And a line out now well inside the inside the Warwick 22, and Coventry will look to stage their first attack of the second half. And really for Coventry, Ruby, the first points on the board in this second half is vital for them.
Yeah, I mean, they need that to get their spirits up, let alone catch up and close the gap on the scoreboard.
Absolutely, not much momentum. They've not really had any momentum at all in this varsity series. Obviously got off to the perfect start with that 11-7 win in the ice hockey, which we broadcast live from the ice arena. But since then, not a lot has been happening. So the line-out's taken a bit of a while to form, because once again the ball has flown off into the car park.
That was a good kick from the... I think it was Herbert, was it?
It was indeed.
Yep, that was a good kick. And kicking hasn't been a highlight of this game so far. I mean,
not for either side has the kicker been that impressive, but the kick's led to the line-out, and Coventry claiming a gale. And this time they're trying to do what Warwick did in the first half and power through with them all. And so far, so good. Up to just 7 metres out and throwing many Warwick players dropping off them all. But still, they have possession, Coventry. Throwing men in, an advantage being played, but they want all 7 points here if possible. The Warwick defence starting to span out, and now they go blindside, doesn't go to hand. The second row is taken. Great defence by Warwick in the blindside corner, as it looked like Coventry might get away for the try, and the referee pulls it back for the advantage that he was playing. But Coventry, for the first time, finding a couple of gaps in the Warwick defence and playing them at their own game with that maul. Of course, Warwick scored from a maul in the first half, and it was close for Coventry doing the same. Now, what are they going to do here, Ruby? No signals as of yet. Are they going to play for the points, or are they going to go for another scrum?
Looks like a scrum.
It is a scrum indeed. Scrum down. So intent there from the Coventry players. And Warwick just need to get their mindset back to where it was in the first half, really.
Yeah, they need to get on the defensive here. I mean, I think they're still they're thinking quite offensively. I think they just want to rack the points up, but they've forgotten about defending their try line, and they need to do that right now.
Exactly. Still a long time left in this game. Well over half an hour, so it's not done for the Warwick players, despite being 17-3 up with about 7 minutes gone. But Warwick have turned it over from the scrum there very quickly, and brilliantly cleared there from, I think it was, brilliant by, who was it? I know who it was, Michael Arrowsmith. There we go, found his name eventually. And halfway line, the kick goes out on. So just as Coventry start to get a stranglehold on the game, the scrum works poorly, turned over by Patrick Tingay. Beautiful, beautiful hooking there from the number two out of the back of the scrum. And it is Arrowsmith who clears onto halfway. And all the Coventry momentum of that first 5 minutes is gone. And they still trail by 17 points to 3 with about 33 minutes left in this game. And, of course, the trophy for Varsity will be lifted after the match. So make sure you stick around for that, as the line-out is thrown to the back. And for about the sixth or seventh time in this game, Coventry form a maul. This time, though, Warwick pull it down quickly to stop any threats. And the ball is on the floor. Warwick maybe tampering with it. No, not rolling away is why the referee is given an advantage, and he blows. And once again, this time it was, who is it? I believe it was Tingay possibly on the floor, who wasn't rolling away, and the referee gave the penalty. Coventry took it quick, and now the referee stopped play again. And is he calling across both captains here, Ruby? He's calling across a couple of Warwick players, actually. I believe that it is Richard Kirby who is calling across. as well as Captain Richard Newman. And he's gone to his pocket and he's shown a yellow card there to, I believe, Richard Kirby. Now, I can't tell you what that was for. It seemed to me as if he just wasn't rolling away. I couldn't see anything particularly wrong with that. But the penalty is given, and not only that, but Richard Kirby is sent to the sin bin for 5 minutes.
I've got a fun fact about Richard Kirby, actually.
Oh, please tell us to lighten the mood, because we are distraught about that sin binning.
He is rumoured to be the most attractive fresher out of all the sports clubs.
Out of all the sports clubs. What a title that is. But I'm sure he's not thinking about that at the minute. I'm sure he's trying to work out why he was put in the sin bin. The referee deciding, though, that whatever he was doing was cynical. And so Coventry have an opportunity now in the next 10 minutes to make the most of a man advantage. But the first thing they do is take too long at the line out, and the referee will give a free kick to Warwick. But there is an opportunity now for Coventry, Ruby. Obviously, Warwick down to 14 men, and they might start playing a bit defensively. And if Coventry are going to grab this game by the scruff of the neck, it has to be in the next 10 minutes while Clark is in the bin.
Well, they have to use the Kirby. Advantage of the 14-man Warwick side right now, because otherwise they're not going to get anywhere. Like, they've been pushing this game, but they really need to use that man down if they want to get back at it.
Absolutely. Sorry, Richard Kirby, not James Clark, in the bin as Coventry look at coming down this blind side. And it's Allsop who makes the break, but Warwick straight in and throwing men over the top there. Breaking again down the blind side, but Warwick's defence so strong and turning the ball over. Possibly it's knocked on indeed, so Warwick will have an opportunity. Michael's trying to get the ball out, fish it out. Warwick had men over on the right-hand side, but play is halted there. We'll have the first Warwick scrum of this second half. The referee stopping his watch there. I don't know particularly why he's doing that. It's for a substitution. And the first substitution here is at hooker. We're going to see Patrick Tingay is off the field. And it is Dominic Hill who takes to the field. And we'll start here by trying to hook back this scrum that Warwick have just inside the Coventry half. As of yet, no points in this second half. We've had about 10 minutes of it. Coventry 3, Warwick 17, the latest score from Butts Park. As Warwick's scrum is put under a real bit of pressure here, and Coventry have turned that over. Not only have they turned it over, the penalty's forthcoming. And now Coventry try and inject some pace, but again, the referee isn't willing to let Coventry take it quickly. But that's a real statement of intent there. Warwick's scrum obviously down to 7 men because Kirby's in the bin. And straight away, Coventry turn over the scrum and win a penalty.
Yeah, and they're trying to take it quickly. They're really trying to get as many points in this half. Like, there's real intent there, and I think Warwick should be a little bit cautious.
Yeah, they haven't really done anything yet this second half. Still plenty of time. But touch found, and another good touch find there. The number 12 for Coventry, Josh Herbert, starting to get his confidence back after a couple of stray kicks in the first 40 minutes. So Coventry will have a line out here just outside the Warwick 22 as they look for their first try of the match. Warwick always favourites coming into this Varsity game, Ruby, and they've shown why so far, but Coventry are proving that they're no mugs in the game.
Definitely. I mean, Coventry have pulled out a few surprises this week. Not many, admittedly, but... I mean, it could happen tonight. Let's hope not. I don't think it's going to, but they're giving it a good go.
And they are indeed here from this moor as well. They've taken the ball into the line-out as they've done all night and trying to throw men into it. And it's working again as they strain to the Warwick 22. But the ball is dragged to the floor now. And that's a breakaway by Doherty, the captain, who barges through the first tackle on the fringe of the ruck. And now Selby is trying to tell his backs to line up. But it's still with the forwards for the moment. The ball not backwards. So Coventry retain possession, or have Warwick turned the ball over here? Michaels has, I think, got it there, throws it back to Arrowsmith, who finds touch. Again, that's a lovely kick, and number 11 there, Brad Lapthorne, cannot do anything for Coventry, can't claim the ball, and it's going to be another line out. And it feels as if this second half has started sort of how the first half started. Not a lot of flowing rugby, not a lot of phases being put together, and a little frustrating for both sets of fans, Ruby.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's not really picking up, there's not much momentum being gathered. But hopefully Warwick will wake up again soon and not rest on their laurels.
And of course both sides want to win this last game, despite the fact that the result of Varsity was long ago decided. And that line-out has won another penalty for Coventry. The jumper for Coventry there taken out in the line-out. And that was cynical slightly from Warwick, whether it was accidental or on purpose. I can't tell you that, but it's another opportunity for Josh Herbert to kick to touch here. And he'll try and find another deep one, and does. And this one just inside the Warwick 22 this time. No, it's not the touch judge with his yellow flag is actually walking back, but still another attacking opportunity. And Coventry, every time they get some opportunity and get a bit of momentum and you think this could be their moment, just seem to throw it away and do something silly, and that's why they're still 14 points down in this game.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they really need to use their brains and actually do something with the ball when they get it.
They've not as of yet, but they go to the same part of the line out and they keep the ball in again. Another maul, predictable, but it is working. And then as soon as... And the referee has said that that one went backwards off the... off the Coventry player. It looked to me as it went a long way forwards, but advantage being
like
played, it would be very controversial if Coventry were to score here. And in fact, they're going to have a penalty for offside from Warwick. The referee playing advantage, not any more blows, and that's controversial given that that looked like a blatant knock on. And Warwick, Coventry going quickly, and this time the referee, he doesn't again. He's blown again, and if I was a Coventry fan or a Coventry player, I'd be frustrated. This referee does not want anything to go quickly, and that's unfair because Coventry want a bit of impetus in this game.
They do. I mean, they've taken that quickly again, and fair enough, but the ref bringing that back, he just doesn't like that surge from Coventry there.
Not at all. Of course, sent Richard Kirby, the lock for Warwick, to the bin just a few minutes ago. He's still got a few minutes left on that sin bin. But we have an opportunity here now for Coventry to get another 3 points through Josh Herbert. So he, Ruby, do you fancy him for this one?
I want to say no, but he's very central. And his kicking has been picking up in the second half.
Yeah, it is quite one of the more simple kicks of the day. Just outside the 22, but bang. Slap bang, should I say, in front of the post. So you would think a simple 3 points. And this one will probably end up in the car park again. Don't hit my car, please. Here we go then. Josh Herbert from in front of the post. Great connection. We know he can kick strongly. But again.
It's gone wide.
Wide of the post. And Ruby, what happened there? And that's a shocker.
He's not even... where the Warwick supporters are, you could give him a bit of credit if they were shouting at him, but he's completely missed that. He's got to do better than that in the varsity finale.
That's going to wreck his confidence and all that momentum. Once again, Coventry have nothing to show, and the number one rule in rugby is keep that scoreboard ticking over as the restart is taken, and well taken by Alex Selby, who throws a long pass out wide here. Coventry with a couple of men over and looking to add a bit of impetus on this left wing, just inside the Warwick half, but Warwick's defence up very quickly, and they haven't really leaked any big passages of play. They've been very strong and very unified, but this time a dummy run, bit of crossing possibly. Referee says no, the up and under is taken. Who's going to claim it? It's knocked on there by the Warwick player, so Coventry gain possession back and the advantage being played, and the first sign that a little bit of nerves getting to the Warwick players as Coventry keep the possession going here. Phase after phase, the missed pass thrown, and Warwick's winger Josh Downey has come up, and this could be a straight run in here. Warwick have got to get across quickly. It's a great defence there. I can't see who that was chasing across. Could have been Mark Arrowsmith, but whoever it was, it's a try-saving tackle, Ruby, because for the first time, Coventry found room out on that left-hand wing.
Definitely, the commitment there from the Warwick player was just what we needed to stop that in its tracks, and if he hadn't been there, then that could have been more on the board for Coventry, and we don't want that.
Absolutely, the referee stopped play here, so I will stop my clock in parallel with that. About 13-14 minutes gone here, and the referee stopping play, I think, for a couple of minor injuries and possibly a bit of a drinks break as the music comes onto the tannoy, and we can again look round the stands and look at the two sets of fans. We've got a Coventry mascot, which is an elephant. Now, ironically, elephants have long memories, and I'm sure that elephant doesn't want to have a long memory because that memory is just 23 years of varsity defeat, Ruby.
23 years of hurt.
That is all we can say. As for the Warwick mascot, which is a teddy bear, well, I don't know whether it's supposed to be a teddy bear or a ferocious bear. Either way, it is a winning bear because Warwick have won yet another varsity series. A couple of changes it looks as if Coventry are going to have down here. Shirt numbers are absolutely shocking. So I can't confirm the names, but it does look as if James Temple, the second row, is going to come on for Coventry. So possibly injury changes there. And it looks as if possibly Joe Barton is the other player coming on. And difficult to tell at this moment in time, but a couple of changes there. And Coventry maybe just want a bit of a change of mindset and personnel if they're going to try and get back into this game. As Warwick take the line out quickly. And the referee has signalled this time, not straight. A couple of times Patrick Tingay has struggled from the line out. Oh, sorry, it's not Tingay, should I say. Of course, the change was made earlier. It's Dominic Hill, but he's following in the footsteps of Tingay and struggling with throwing the ball straight from the line out, really. Basic mistakes there.
Yeah, I mean, he did experience varsity last year. He experienced the victory last year when he played for the team and started, but he's got to do a bit better there. I think, you know, that's not the place you want to be doing that.
Absolutely. Another scrum here for Coventry. They look to try and get some points on the board after a shocking miss from Josh Herbert in front of the post a few minutes ago. We've scuppered their chance of getting back into the match. It's taken out of the back by, I believe, Doherty, and he's almost up over the try line there. Warwick need to get men back quickly because Coventry are up to a couple of metres away, and the referee stops play, says the ball was trapped on the ground, but Coventry going ahead means that they will still get possession in this scrum on the 5 metre line. And Coventry looking to get back into this match with just a bit of time remaining. There's still quite a lot of time remaining, about 25 minutes really, so plenty of time if they were to get back into this match. And but still, Rich Kirby, has he returned to the field yet? I've not seen him return to the field, I don't think so. Of course, as we've said earlier, supposedly the most attractive fresher in Warwick sport. I mean, that's a fair title. As Coventry push on from this scrum, and they've really got the bit between their teeth there, and the referee's playing advantage, and the scrum's still going forward, taken from the back from Doherty, and Coventry's fans screaming to get their players on their side. Allsop, can he get it out the back? It is out the back. They've probably gone the wrong side, but it's a nice little step, and it's a try for Coventry. A lovely, lovely little step there from Robert Knox, I believe it was, and the Coventry fans go mental. Their first real celebration for them this afternoon in the Rugby League, and it all came about from a lovely step there from Knox. I thought that the scrum half Selby had gone the wrong way. Warwick had men over, but he was just in and out in a flash and dances over for Coventry's first try. And we did say that, and as Kirby, I think, is about to return to the field, they've made the most of that man advantage. And the Coventry fans sing it 17 points to 8 now, Ruby. Good try for Cov.
I mean, they're closing the gap. They've still got a bit of work to do. As you can hear, the Coventry fans here getting a little bit overexcited, I think, considering they're still trailing.
I mean, they ask who are Warwick Uni. I mean, they are the university who have beaten you 23 years out of 23 years, and you would have thought they would know that. But there you go. Ask away. The chant flying in now from the Coventry fans because they've scored their first try of the afternoon. 17 points to 8. The kicking tee arriving, is it yet, for Josh Herbert, whose kicking has been up and down, to say the least. Of course, a shocking miss earlier on. He's drop goaled this one because he's been missing from the tee, and he should do that more often because that is a fantastic strike. So nonchalant, Ruby. Barely looked as if he was trying. Strokes the ball over. First conversion of the day for him, and it's now 17-10, and there's only 7 points in it.
Wow, that's escalated quickly. The points really racked up there for Coventry. And hopefully now that Warwick have got a full team back on the pitch, they can come back with something here, just to make sure, just to secure that victory.
Well, that's it. Richard Kirby is back on the pitch. There has been a change made here. Can't work out because the player won't turn around, but I believe that it was possibly Scott Peters, and I think that Daniel Edwards has taken to the pitch in his place, possibly. But Richard Kirby, more importantly, is back to the field. So there is a full complement of players on both sides. And Coventry take the restart well and win yet another penalty from the restart. And Coventry winning a lot of penalties. Warwick's penalty count is really racking up here. And they look a little bit flustered, Ruby.
They do. I mean, they've got to be more disciplined at this stage. I mean, they don't want to give anything away in a stupid position or for no reason when they can really just use the plays and really create some phases.
Good touch find again by Herbert, whose confidence will surely be growing since that brilliant drop goal for the conversion to make it 17-10. Not often you see drop goals like that, even in play, but for a conversion, he's decided he doesn't want the kicking tee. It's not been good for him. So he stepped up, dropped the ball, and a gorgeous drop goal that Johnny Wilkinson in his heyday would have been proud of, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely. 17-10, then the latest score with about 24 minutes remaining here at Butts Arena as Warwick 68 points to 20 up in Varsity with the final 2 points available here. And it will be Ryan Mabin to throw into the line out here for Coventry. Again, going to the back, and you can guess what's coming. It's another rolling maul, but Warwick tried to bring it down, realising the danger posed by the maul, but Coventry keeping it up. And that's been one of their real weapons, and now a lot of momentum, and they're breaking through again here. Coventry's defence looks flustered, and the maul works again. They've gone from the 10-metre line in Coventry's half to the 10-metre line in Warwick half. The ball trapped again, and it will be another Coventry scrum. And the pressure is building and building and building here. Still a 7-point lead, but all of the momentum that Warwick had as they scored 3 quickfire tries at the end of the first half has gone. I don't think Warwick had been in the Coventry 22 this half.
No, it's kind of disappointing, actually. I mean, you say it's still a 7-point lead, but that's just, you know, that's nothing really if Coventry can get another break here.
Exactly. Only a converted try difference as Selby feeds into yet another Coventry scrum. And Doherty at the back has a lot of time to bring it out to Allsop, and into the centres now with Knox, I believe. And the referee has seen once again an infringement. Finally, Warwick get a penalty. They've not had many in this half, but the Coventry player who smashed through the tackle was isolated, held onto the ball as Warwick tried to rip it from him legally, and a penalty forthcoming. And Arrowsmith will look to find touch from this one just inside the Warwick half. And a good kick. Has he got the distance? It's a great kick there. Two Warwick players desperately trying to keep it in. I believe that was Foon and Brad Lepthorne. Neither could do it. And the Warwick line out on the just outside the Coventry 22. And Ruby, they've got to make the most of this because they haven't had a lot of pressure. But we saw in the first half, once they get the ball out to the wingers, Downey, Macklin, Irwin, they've all got speed. They've all got the ability to jink through. And we it's still, I mean, Warwick's still in the box seat.
They need to have a chance to exercise that speed. I mean, they've used it in the first half a little bit, but they need to use it now.
Good line out this time, and the new hooker has done well there. First line out formed perfectly, and the maul coming. Coventry bringing it down this time. The referee saying it was brought down legally. And the ball
is
available.
A few punches flying there, though, I think.
Indeed, a bit of handbags. Conor Michael's trying to find the ball, but an advantage being played now, possibly for not rolling away. So they have an opportunity. Lovely inside ball. Well picked up, was it? Brilliant pick up there. Looked as if the ball had gone, but he flicked it up off his bootstraps. And the advantage still being played here for the referee from not rolling away after that maul was brought down for the line-out. Irwin free on this left-hand side. The box kick put in because we know the advantage is coming. And the referee indeed brings it back. It was offside, in fact, at the ruck and the maul. So Warwick have an opportunity, possibly at 3 points. It's a tight angle, just outside the Coventry 22, but near, almost on the 5 metre line on this left-hand touch line. So it's up to whether the kicker wants to have the courage, and he doesn't. Well, I say that it's quite courageous to go to the corner because there's only a 7 point lead, and it will be another line out here for Warwick, and the momentum is switching hands once again. Ruben,
this is what we want to see from Warwick: fast plays, good decision making, and they just need to win this line out and do something with it now.
Absolutely. Here we go then, line out about 10 metres out in the Coventry 22, Warwick 17, Coventry 10, if you're just joining us here on Raw and WTV, our live broadcast, our final live broadcast. We've done five in the last fortnight. It's been an incredible experience. I'm sure you'll hear more about it in the coming minutes, coming hours on this coverage, as Warwick goes to the front of the line out, not taken cleanly, but it looks as if it was knocked on by the Coventry lock. So Warwick will have advantage, the referee indeed acknowledging that. Conor Michaels at the back of the maul is trying to do something, but instead it's with the forwards, which has been so successful. Down the blindside, can they keep him play? Referee says no, touch judge says no, but he is going to come back, the referee, for that knock on at the scrum, at the line out should I say, and that will bring the play in 15 metres out and 15 metres in. And another change for Warwick here. Looks as if Dominic Ray is taking to the field again, or is it Hodges possibly? The numbers really should be clearer.
Hodges, of course, the newly elected captain for the 2013-14 season.
Absolutely. So he's got even more of a vested interest in wanting success here. He wants to take over after a successful varsity win for the Warwick men. And at the moment, that is exactly what is going to happen, because there are 17 points to 10 up as the scrum goes down and the referee whistles and says, let's reset it, which has been a common factor in rugby all over the shop at the moment, in international rugby. I'm sure in the Six Nations today, there were plenty of reset scrums. So far today, it's not been too bad. The Coventry fans once again trying to rile up the Warwick supporters, but there's no reaction. Doesn't need to be, because we've won varsity already, as the free kick is taken because the scrum wasn't legal. And bouncing off the tackle there a couple of times is Newman, I believe. It's back at the back of the ruck now. And poor handling there, but the referee says it's gone backwards. So Warwick still have possession, about 10 metres out here, and with the momentum going forward, a Coventry player is down, play not stopped though, and the maul is rolling here. It's about 2 metres out, 1 metre, referee playing advantage. Every Warwick player is joining this maul. They're over the line, they just need to touch the ball down. Referee says no try though. And I think there was about 14 Warwick players and 13 Coventry players in that maul there.
Everyone pushing everything into that.
It was a huge, huge one. I've seen saw Wales do it a while back, I think, against New Zealand or South Africa in the Autumn International, throwing every man into the maul, and that was a carbon copy, but it didn't lead to a try this time for Warwick. I think we will have a 5 metre scrum, and the referee hasn't signalled, and the play has been stopped while this Coventry player receives attention down on the floor just in front of the posts here. And about 22 minutes gone here in the second half at Butts Arena. Warwick 17, Coventry 10. And while we take this quick break, Ruby, how did other events today in varsity unfold? Obviously, we've seen the rugby league was a win, but what about the football? How did that all go?
The football, not as successful as you could hope for, actually. Whereas the men's first won in the varsity finale last year, they were unlucky with 2-1 loss today. Other than that, lots of fixtures have come out on top for Warwick. Volleyball, squash, cricket. I mean, it's been a very good day, and obviously that's reflective in the overall score of 68-18, is it?
Absolutely. I think the saxophone now playing a bit of pendulum. Well, the pendulum certainly hasn't swung in favour of Coventry at all in the past fortnight. It's been all Warwick. 68-20 the score at the moment, with obviously the final 2 points available here. And worryingly, the first aiders are running across here to this near side, and they're grabbing a stretcher and also a neck brace. So we will keep you updated here. The play stopped, and both sets of players keeping warmed up, which suggests we could have a long stoppage here. This is slightly worrying scenes, and obviously, you know, the banter between Coventry and Warwick is huge, and these matches are so important, but you know, nobody likes to see this, and we've just got to hope that it's not too serious, Ruby.
No, it would be disappointing for any player on Warwick or Coventry team to hear that they've been badly injured in a finale match. It's a shame, it taints it slightly.
Of course, I mean, often in rugby, it's never as bad as it looks. Precaution is always a key part of rugby, and if there's any injury related to the head, neck or back, they are very cautious with it, and let's hope that's all it is. But there's several people round at the moment, so we can't really see what is going on. The Coventry player, hopefully not too badly injured, but as I say, both sets of players are keeping warm, which just suggests that there'll be a few minutes left. Of this injury, we'll try to keep you updated. Ruby, you know, the match, 20 minutes left or so, and Warwick 7 points up, and they've, after the poor start to the second half and Coventry's try, they've wrestled the momentum back, haven't they?
Yeah, they've gained it back. I mean, they still need to keep going. I mean, as I said before, 7 points isn't that much, and they need to just get another converted try, I think, just to secure it, just to make everyone sit a little more comfortably at this varsity finale. But yeah, no, I've been impressed by both sides. Coventry more so in the opening minutes of this second half, but Warwick are really starting to pick up again. Wake up.
There is a little bit of action down in front of us. We can't really see what's going on, but as we can see from our pictures, the Warwick players staying warm. And it is key that they keep their heads in the game, because, you know, these stoppages in play can sort of make you lose your sort of momentum a little bit, and the mindset can go. I mean, obviously it's very important that we make sure this player is okay and is not injured too badly, and that all precautions are taken, but the Warwick players warming up and making sure that their heads are still in the game when the restart happens.
I mean, yeah, there's always injuries in rugby. It's such a physical, sometimes brutal game. I mean, Dom Ray, the Warwick player, the Mauritian international, has just returned from a long shoulder injury, so maybe that's why he was subbed off in the first half. Maybe he was feeling a bit of a niggly shoulder there.
Possibly. Warwick players, of course, 17-10 up here, and still the stoppage in players, both sets of players keeping warm, doing little passing drills and keeping their eyes fixed on the prize, which is your name in the Varsity Hall of Fame, winning the finale. Of course, we saw in the football last year when we went to the Ricoh Arena. Tom Murray's goal in the first half, so Warwick's men first. Home 1-0, not so successful today, as Ruby's alluded to, 2-1 lost. Ruby, any other fixtures in the past fortnight which have stood out for you? I mean, we were both there in Raw's live coverage of the tennis. I mean, that was a massive day for Warwick and possibly the turning point in varsity.
Yeah, I mean, arguably, Warwick secured it then, you could say. I mean, they gained so many points on that day with the tennis, the pool, the hockey as well on that Sunday, and they really racked up the points there, as they have today. I mean, it's been... This last Sunday and today have just been the best day for Warwick, and they've literally done so well with winning. I mean, it's all, as I said earlier, it's all about pulling together as Warwick Sport and uniting to overcome varsity and win it. But each club also wants that personal win, that their own fixture that they can be proud of and that they help towards varsity.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's always dominant for Warwick, obviously, as we say, 23 years out of 23 we've made it now, but it has been getting closer the last couple. There was a 36-34 in 2010, last year it was 38-32, so it's been very, very close. But this year, I mean, what has sparked such a domination? Bar the ice hockey on the first night, Coventry have just not looked in it, and Warwick have been so dominant. Why is that? I mean, I know that Coventry are pumping a lot of money into their sports facilities and sports department. Why have Warwick been so dominant this year?
Well, it seems to have backfired. I mean, last year it was very close indeed, and Warwick's response has just been incredible this year. I mean, I don't know why that is. Whether it's because it was close last year, Warwick just thought, you know what, we're just going to play properly now and show Coventry.
Absolutely. Well, we still have this break in play here at the Butts Arena. Latest score, if you've just joined us, Warwick 17, Coventry 10. But more importantly, we are seeing pictures of a Coventry player down on the ground. He's been down on the ground now for a fair few minutes. He's been receiving a lot of treatment from the first aiders and a lot of concern. A stretcher or backboard was brought out. So can't really give you any update on that. Hopefully, as we've said, it's just a precaution. You always have to be careful in sport. I mean, contemporary example, Tom Croft of the Leicester Tigers suffered an injury last year. They were careful with him, and he's back playing now, and he'll be on the bench for England tomorrow. So it certainly often is not as bad as it looks, and I'm sure this one isn't. I'm sure it's just precautionary, but hopefully it won't affect the mindset of either players. Obviously it must be difficult once you've seen a fellow player injured as this guy has been. You've just got to hope that it doesn't affect the mindset of the players.
No, definitely. I mean, they've got to move past it. I know it sounds harsh, but you see men go down in every match, and at this match particularly, they've got to not let it get to them.
Interestingly, often, you know, in rugby you get injured if you don't commit. You know, a lot of rugby players, and when you're a young kid and you're playing and you're starting out, they say make sure you tackle properly, because it's when you tackle half-heartedly that you pick up more injuries. So they need to keep that in mind, and obviously, as we say, you know, the injury is the most important thing, and I'm sure it would weigh on all players' minds, but they need to put it to the back of their mind when play restarts and make sure that they play with the full aggression that we've seen for the rest of the match. And of course, it has been a very interesting match. I mean, Warwick started slowly, they were 3-0 down, but three tries in the second period of the second half. Two from the foot, courtesy of the forwards, and a stunning little chip over the top allowed Luke Macklin to dot down under the post. The momentum was with Warwick then, but Coventry have wrestled it back, and this game is still well up in the open.
Yeah, I mean, just as you were saying about injuries, I've got another fun fact for you. Warwick's player Wittet, who is still currently on the bench at the moment, lost his two front teeth in his first ever game for the University of Warwick, which he's now acquired the nickname Toothy, rightly so. But so that's just a fun fact about injuries for you there. That one not as serious, but maybe a bit detrimental to his looks.
Oh, well, there you go. Let's hope that doesn't affect him. And as we said, more seriously, let's hope that the Coventry player, who is currently down and has been down for a fair few minutes now. So indeed, we've got still 20 minutes to play, but the injury has meant we've been stopped now for almost 10 minutes.
And there's quite a few medics around there, six or seven.
Exactly. Can't really bring you any further updates from that. Can bring you the update, of course, of the score. Warwick 17, Coventry 10, the latest score here. Three first half tries for Warwick. A consolation, possibly not, try for Coventry in the second half has seen them back to 17-10. And Warwick were beginning to rebuild that momentum before this injury, which unfortunately looks as if it's going to end this player's game. And he has now been lifted, and the stretcher is up, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of respect shown by both sets of fans here, as very slowly I expect he'll be taken from the field. Both sets of players now starting to get back into their positions, and indeed here we are, we're seeing the Coventry player, and applause, I'm glad to say, from both sets of fans. Most fans in the stadium here standing up as the player is taken very carefully and very slowly from the field in the far left hand corner here. Past the advertising hoardings and possibly out of the stadium. Hopefully, as I say, he will be absolutely fine. I'm sure it's all precautionary, but we wish him well. The Coventry player who has been down there, we wish him very well. Of course, rugby and varsity is hugely important, but it really isn't, in the grand scheme of things, that important. Warwick 17-10 up here, and the player, as I say, very well respected by both sets of fans. But back to the rugby now. And as I said, the players have to get back into that mindset of winning this varsity game. Warwick, in fact, have a penalty, and that's where it all came from. That's where the play originally stopped, and they've decided to kick for goal, which hasn't always proved the most successful plan of action for Warwick today. But you can tell now that they're not bothered about exhibition rugby, Ruby. They don't want to score points and points and points. They just want to keep themselves ahead of Coventry, and that shows they've got a lot of respect for the Cov boys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they don't want to humiliate them, but they just want to get the job done, I think.
Absolutely, and it will be 3 points, hopefully, which will add to the Warwick score, 17-10 at the minute, lined up here by, I believe, Mark Arrowsmith, as he looks to make it 20 points to 10, and a 10-point buffer, which could be key as we move into the final 20-odd minutes of this varsity finale match here. So the lining up the kick, more respect shown by the Coventry fans this time. Will it manifest itself on the scoreline? Yes, it will. Mark Arrowsmith makes the Mike Arrowsmith, my apologies, Mark, of course, on the bench, is twin. They do study the same course, not identical though. That's my fault.
Oh,
not
they're
his.
Not. I they're thought
not.
They were.
Well, that's what I've heard. Isn't it? Rumor on the rumor has it.
Maybe I just identical. Saw the same one twice.
And that's very maybe. Yeah, you just saw the same.
I'm
person.
A little bit slow like that sometimes.
Possibly. Well, Michael Arrowsmith anyway has converted. It's 20 points to 10 now, and Warwick trying to take the restart and do. And hopefully, as I say, that injury, which we wish the player well, will not have affected the gameplay, which was fantastic for much of the game. Box kick from Connor Michaels, forcing Coventry back, and it's well gathered there by the Coventry fullback, who dances a little bit and tries to play his way through with a bit of nifty footwork here. Doing well, but Warwick's defence up very quickly. It's John Foong trying to make that little break fullback, but couldn't really make a lot of yards. But Coventry are putting a couple of phases together here through the forwards, keeping the ball up the jumper. And the Warwick fans now joining in the chants. Very original chants, I'm sure they are. Can't really hear them. The din of the Coventry fans drowning them out somewhat from where we are in the commentary box, as the scrum half box kicks very well, actually, down that far left-hand touchline and gets Coventry up to within about 25 metres of the Warwick line. But it will be a Warwick throw. And we have another injury, just a slight one. One of the Coventry centres, I believe, possibly Josh Herbert, the kicker, is down clutching his calf.
Coventry dropping like flies.
Absolutely.
Well, maybe they're going to put their loss down to injuries.
We'll see. He's struggling. Is he coming off the pitch? Does look as if a couple of the Coventry players are starting to warm up. And indeed, is that Josh Herbert? I can't really tell, but if so, they've lost their kicker as well as an influential centre. But
I'm not sure it is. Well, I think it's a different...
It could be Rob Knox, the other centre, or... I cannot tell. Numbers not very visible, but he is struggling with whatever injury he has there. Looks like a calf injury, so he will be replaced here. And wholesale changes made by Coventry. Three changes now throughout the side. A couple in the pack. It looks as if Coventry are making... three changes. I'll confirm three changes. So possibly realising that they, if they're to claim the victory here, of course, 20 points to 13, they are going to need, 20 points to 10, they are going to need to make every man count. And that's a lovely take there from, I believe it was James Clark in that line out. The referee saying the throw was fine. It was well taken, one-handed. Big Jim Hamilton-esque there from that line as Warwick looked to break out of their own half with a rolling maul. Rolling mauls have been... very common in this match, but they've served both teams well and have led to tries. Conor Michaels is clearing out and a little chip over the top this time, and Warwick have a bit of momentum, but well gathered by the flanker who is covering back, and now an opportunity to break, and Coventry instead just decide to kick the ball down the field, and well gathered there by Irwin, I believe. He tries to dance through the tackle and the ball pops out of the back of his arm as he tries to offload, but he does so well, and it's gathered by Warwick, who looking to put a few phases together, although well deep still in their own half here. If you're just joining us, 20 points to 10, the latest score here at Butts Arena. Warwick leading Coventry is a common factor in this year's varsity. 68 points to 20, the overall varsity score. So here we go, fed out of the back of the ruck, and it's clear, big up and under, and both sets of players chasing it. It's not very well dealt with by the fullback Foong. Warwick trying to claim the ball on the floor, but I think Foong did claim it eventually, though possibly on the floor. Could have been illegal. If Warwick turned the ball over, though, bounces out of the back of the ruck. Referee suggesting there was a knock-on and blows for that knock-on there. So Warwick will have the scrum, and Coventry's momentum from the opening 10 minutes, Ruby, is completely gone. And do you think Warwick now will probably close it out?
I think so. I mean, heads are down on the Cov side. They look like dejected men. but Warwick not... buzzing on the pitch, but I think they know what they've got to do to really secure the victory. And I mean, as you said, 20 points to 10 is a bigger gap, and they just got to sustain that now for the rest of the match. 15 minutes to go.
Absolutely, as you say, just about 15 minutes remaining in the final varsity match of this year. And what a varsity series it's been. I mean, there's been some classics in the past, but if you are a Warwick fan, this has been the one. 68 points to 20. Hopefully, will be 70 points to 20 by the full-time whistle today. And it's been a pleasure to be part of it. And I'm sure every single Warwick University student will be very proud of how their sportsmen and women have conducted themselves, and often how they've smashed Cov into the ground. We're not seeing a smashing here, but there's still a 10-point deficit in the referee, waiting for a while to restart the game with this scrum. Again, a couple of physios running onto the pitch. Can't tell why. It doesn't look like there's a single player injured. And again, the Coventry fans enjoy a bit of singing. Sit down, shut up, they say. I mean, ironic, because they should probably do the same. but there you go, let them have their fun. So the referee suggesting possibly that both sets of players went in a bit early there. So we'll reset the scrum just inside the Coventry half. Warwick with the put in, and the atmosphere again picking up again. Now, a bit of a lull, but possibly the fans sensing that this is the key period in the game, Ruby, where either side can go on to win it with 15 minutes to go.
It is the crucial point in the game, and I mean, it could turn from here. Like, this is probably Cov's last opportunity to really make a difference to the scoreline and actually get it to a close finish.
Absolutely, but as you said, that Richard Newman, who's been a bastion going forward for Warwick out of the back of that scrum, takes it out, offloads to Conor Michaels, the scrum half, who deftly knocks the ball down into the corner. And territory, very important, of course, in rugby union, hugely important part of the game. And Conor Michaels, understanding that, kicks the ball down into the Coventry 22. They'll have a defensive line out on their 22-metre line with time slowly ticking away. And this game has hit a bit of a lull. And it looks as if we have another substitution. Mark Day, I think it is taking to the field. And who is he replacing? Could be Nathan McDonald, I feel. Again, can't see the numbers. That has been a problem that has blighted us throughout tonight, but the mud has not helped. But every Warwick player certainly fighting for the cause. And
McDonald, of course, playing on his home turf for his club, because he plays for Coventry Rugby FC.
Well, there you go. I'm sure he knows this pitch inside out. and leaves the field to a standing ovation. So 20 minutes, about 12 minutes remaining, should I say, here at the Butts Arena. Warwick 20, Coventry 10. With that amount of time remaining, as Warwick look to finish off Varsity in style, as they surely deserve to do after a momentous Varsity series we've seen in the last fortnight. Connor Michaels will feed to this scrum. It's straight popped out at the back, not very well, but Michaels goes blindside here, no support, so Coventry fly forward to defend, but Warwick have done well to get men back in, although possibly turn over. The referee's arm signals suggest so. Is it at the back of the ruck? It is for Warwick. Warwick still maintaining possession here as they look to strike what surely would be the killer blow. Another try, surely the game's over, Ruby, surely.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, Michaels, he's been a very good distributor, and he distributes there just lovely
and
out.
He does, and Warwick now looking at Luke Macklin, who's barely touched the ball, and Josh Downey outside him. He knows he's got a bit of pace, nice handoff. Holds onto the ball well, and Macklin straight in, possibly in the side. Referee says no, and Warwick with him a bit of momentum and inside to the Warwick 22. Only 10 metres out now. A lovely break by Downey there, showing his pace and his strength to offload. In through the forwards now. Kirby, who of course was Simbind earlier in this half. That is long forgotten, and Warwick have another penalty here, not releasing the tackler there, who I believe was Alan Purchase of Coventry, not releasing in the tackle. And so it will be a Warwick penalty, and they're choosing again to go for the corner, I believe. Very close to the corner. It will be a 5-metre line-out, you would feel, and a real opportunity for them to put some pressure on and score, as I say, a try that would probably end this game as a contest. But still time remaining enough if Coventry were to go at the other end. But it will be an opportunity for Dominic Hill to feed into this line-out. Do you think Warwick will go from the back, or do you think they'll go into a maul again and push forward with the forwards?
I think they might push it with the maul. I mean, they've been quite confident with that. After the initial 10 minutes of the whole game in the first half, they've really picked up on the mauls and the strength that they're putting behind it. So I think they might go for the maul.
Here we go then. The Warwick fans getting behind their players, and it does go to the front, and Warwick fly into this maul again. They sense this is the moment, the pivotal moment in their Varsity 13 match, as they push over again. Are they over the try line? The referee has awarded a penalty try, bringing them all down illegally. Coventry, he hasn't warned them. He's just said, I've had enough. The Coventry players look distraught, but the referee runs under the post for the penalty try, and Warwick may well have just stuck a knife into this Coventry match. Surely the team is done now, and surely Warwick once again are going to claim 2 Varsity points. It's Warwick 25, Coventry 10 now, with a simple conversion to come. And Ruby, you were right, they went for the maul and it worked perfectly.
It did. They really did well there, and I thought they'd do it, and you know, they went for it and it's pulled off. I mean, you've got to commend the ref there. He's stuck with that decision, and he's thought, you know what, penalty try.
Well, he hasn't been scared to use his whistle at all today, the referee. And
no,
fair play to him, and I think that was probably the correct decision. The Warwick had a lot of momentum, and it came down very quickly. Coventry, you feel, probably finished in this match, as the conversion, as we expected, chipped over the top and out of the ground. So that's the second ball we've lost today. We may be running out, but that's not our problem. Coventry now surely beaten 27-10. The latest score here at Butts Arena.
They're going to have to produce something pretty special to come back at this game now with under 10 minutes left, is it?
Absolutely. 10 minutes to go. And it is 27-10. Just unfortunately seen an ambulance has pulled into the car park. Whether that is for the Coventry player who went off, I cannot confirm. But of course, if it is, again, we just hope it's precautionary. And we, of course, all at Warwick University wish him very well and for a speedy recovery if it is at all serious. But hopefully it's just precautionary. But we wish him well nonetheless, as Coventry look to restart this game. Surely dead and buried, though. 27 points to 10 at Butts Arena. They lost the Rugby League, and they're probably heading for another defeat here. I spoke to Luke Macklin and a couple of the players during the week, and they said they were confident of a win, but that it was by no means a dead certain. It certainly hasn't been for much of the match, but their fourth try, of course, it would be a bonus point if we were playing professional rugby, is surely the decider. Knock on from the restart from Warwick. So Coventry will have a scrum with approximately 7 minutes left on the clock, I think. It can't be exact, of course. There's no clock in this stadium. Slight design fault, you feel. But there you go. We've managed well. 7 minutes to go, I believe. And Warwick surely had a solid 27 points to 20. There was just a cheer there from the Warwick fans. Can you understand what that was about? I didn't know what it was about, Ruby.
I think Terry the Bear's hyping them up a bit, to be quite honest.
Oh, who can blame him? Because Warwick are heading surely for another victory. The Coventry scrum, though, stays strong. It has all day. Their forwards have worked well. They just haven't looked at all dynamic in the backs. No real panache, so to speak, in the back line.
Having said that, Coventry surging forward now.
They are indeed, and as always with the fours, and a couple of men over here, but the pass isn't thrown. Lovely, spots the gap, he spots the mismatch there, the prop against the centre, but just as the momentum comes again, the referee on his whistle, and this time it was Coventry penalised for holding on, and the mismatch was found. He saw that there was a bit of a gap, but he didn't realise that he had no support, and by the time the Coventry forwards had got there, Warwick were over the top, hands on the ball, and illegal holding on from the attacker means that Warwick will clear their lines here. As time ticks away, not only on this game here at Butts Arena, but on Varsity 2013, as the Coventry winger there tries an acrobatic way of keeping the ball in, but he fails miserably, and failing miserably is something Cov have been good at in Varsity 2013, Ruby.
It's been emotional. I mean, to think there's only 5 minutes left of Varsity 2013, and yet again, Warwick have won it, they've smashed it this year, and we couldn't have asked for better, really.
Absolutely. You feel that the Warwick boys will want to go out in style and not only win for themselves, but win for the whole of Warwick University and close it out as we would hope to do in front of our bitter rivals, the Coventry fans, who are sat very near to us and been chanting away. Another line out deemed not straight in the meantime by the referee, which means a Coventry scrum. And as I said, time surely up, 27 points to 10. It would take three tries for them to get back into the match, and surely that has been and gone as the elephant of Coventry University, the mascot, walks up very close to us now. He looks dejected, he really does.
His trunk is down.
He does not. He's waving across. I don't know whether he's waving to us or possibly to some Coventry fans. He's pointing to the Coventry fans, of course he is. Doesn't want to associate with us, the enemies, but they have lost, and so is he. And Coventry out of the back of the scrum here, looking a lovely little loop around. The first time they've shown real effort, and it's a lovely pass out, but the momentum stopped. But we do have a bit of a break on here for the winger. It was Jeps who took it into the tackle, and the first real bit of dynamism there, the wraparound, but it doesn't work out. And Warwick throw men over the ball. Have they turned it over here? Because they've got men over if they do have. It's trapped in there, not coming back quickly, and that will allow the Coventry defence to reset. They'll be disappointed. First time they've looked to find some gaps in the Warwick defence in this second half since the try, and the pass was just behind the winger Jeps, and he couldn't gather, and he just fell into the tackle and got turned over. Dominic Ray now into Arrowsmith, who's been fantastic all match. Picked up off his feet. The referee says that was a legal tackle. Conor Michaels wants quick ball because Warwick still have an opportunity for another try. A few men over here. It's Kirby, of course. Sinmin earlier in the match. That is long forgotten as he takes into the tackle and brought down. Takes two Coventry players to bring him down. Michaels, Dom Ray, who's the Mauritian. Out wide, back inside though. Through the middle, through the big boys, through the props. And Conor Michaels again wants quick ball. Possibly knocked on. The referee says it is knocked on. And that will be another Coventry scrum. And possibly, a couple of phases left. But not a lot of time left here. You feel possibly 4 minutes left. Still, the Coventry fans are in fine voice. And you've got to give it to them. They are enjoying themselves despite the fact that they are being beaten again. Resilience, I think, is the word, Ruby.
Yeah, they're using lovely language. There Absolutely. We go. Ooh. Sorry about that. We apologise.
Apologies. If anyone has been offended, there's not a lot we can do, really. But there you go. Doesn't really matter. A free kick given from the scrum. And Doherty, the captain, who hasn't seen a lot of the ball in the second half, tries to power through from that free kick, taking it quickly. Warwick's defence gets back well, as it's done all day. And no matter. And another knock on by Coventry in the messy possession that has symbolised this whole game. And it's gone forward by both sets of players. And there is the full-time whistle. We got the time slightly wrong. But it doesn't matter because Warwick have won yet again in Varsity. It's been the story of the whole year, but this one adds a little extra meaning because it is the final fixture. It is the big one, the rugby union men's first, and Warwick have triumphed again, Ruby. Coventry struggled in the first half. They came back into the second half, but really, Warwick deserved that win, didn't they? They deserved the win.
Definitely. I mean, there is a Warwick supporter roly-polying the width of the pitch right now.
He has done a good job there, to be fair. And now the Coventry mascot tackles the Warwick mascot. Well, that's the only good tackle I've seen by any Coventry player all day. Now there is a mascot fight going on. Oh, and the Warwick mascot now throws down the head of the elephant. Sort of symbolic, I feel, of Warwick conquering Coventry, and they've done
he
so
has,
here at the
Puts
Arena.
He has decapitated the elephant.
That is unfair. But there has been a decapitation of Coventry today because Warwick have triumphed in the Puts Arena. The final Varsity fixture has finished Warwick 27, Coventry 10.
And thank you to Ruby Compton-Davis and Josh Murray for some fantastic commentary. And that's 23 Varsity wins for Warwick University. Rick, how was it for you? The rugby now.
It wasn't a classic game, but we did everything we needed to do. It wasn't necessarily the exhibition we were hoping for, but it was a pretty comfortable victory in the end. The boys were obviously delighted. The fans really got into it by the end of the game. There was some good chants going. And it was the ending that we needed, I think. To get to 70 points, get that nice 50-point margin, 70-20, I think, now overall varsity standings. So yeah, it wasn't necessarily a classic game, but it was everything we needed, so no complaints here.
Alex, if there was one sort of big difference between the two teams, apart from one lost and one won, what would it be?
Well, it was just the physicality of the game, I think, was really apparent. And going forward, our driving and our ruck was so solid. And it was a real testament to our forwards play, I think, how many tries we actually got through Mauls. So excellent performance, really, and caps off a real... really brilliant 23rd varsity, fantastically.
Yeah, the penalty try really summed that up. Right at the very, very end, kind of camped in the corner, just that brute physicality, that raw kind of just strength that Kov really couldn't handle. Gave the penalty try, and that was what really kind of clinched the game, that third score to get it up to 27-10. But yeah, I'd agree with that. I think some composure as well. Kov kind of, when they had... Their attacks were obviously few and far between, and when they had them, they just seemed to kind of rush it, they tried to do too much in too short a period of time. They didn't kind of build up attacks in the way that Kov did, Warwick did even, sorry. They didn't kind of they didn't go through the phases, they didn't, you know, get the forwards in, get some good strike runners going. They just tried to do too much, go for that killer blow early on, and it just wasn't working for them.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I think the second half was just marked by that injury.
Yeah, it's sad to see.
Horrific to Nick. And it just broke up the flow of everything, really.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't really take much in of that second part of the second half.
It did kind of kill the game, and obviously it's sad to see. It was good to see both sets of fans kind of, you know, sporting rivalry has its place, but it was good to see kind of that put aside, and the Warwick fans as well getting involved and kind of applauding him off, because it looked like quite a bad injury. It was a neck injury, and he's gone off in an ambulance, I think, to hospital. So we wish him all the best, obviously. And yeah, that kind of... It did kind of slow the momentum of the game, because it kind of killed it. Obviously, you can see the boys out there kind of trying to kind of keep warm and keeping that, you know, in the flow. But it's always hard to come back from something like that, you know, mentally, but also kind of physically, having had that break. And the game kind of really died a little bit after that. Apart from the penalty try, it was not a great deal to see in the second half.
Yeah.
But it was a professional performance from Warwick. It was what we needed.
Mm. I mean, you know, Matt, did you enjoy the second half?
To be honest. In terms of the attacking play, the second half was very good. But as you said, the injury there did sort of kill the game a little bit. Fingers crossed he's fine.
Yeah.
So I think that towards the end of the second half, it was just playing to run down the game, really. I think, you know, overall, a very good game of rugby union, to be honest. I mean, I were a little bit scathing about the league game earlier. Yeah. That's definitely made up for it for me. So
yeah, it wasn't, you know, the attacking play wasn't necessarily... like flying passes and trick passes and everything, but it was a proper good kind of traditional game of rugby union. It was the hard hits, the breakdown was incredibly physical, incredibly intense, which is, you know, really what we look for in a good game of union. So I'd agree with everything Matt said.
I mean, you know, do you think the quality was there? Because for me, I think it was lacking somewhat. To be honest, I expect a lot more from such a big university. I expect a lot finer rugby team, essentially.
Yeah, it was lacking some sort of some back dynamism, but you've got to take the conditions really into account. It was always going to be a classic English scrappy game of rugby union, and it proved that, to be honest. But the guys adapted really well and really found their feet fairly quickly, considering we went down 3-0 early on. We responded, and hopefully, well, we've brought home an absolutely massive varsity victory and the finale day as well.
Yeah.
I
mean... Yeah, there was no flair about the game, was there, really?
I think, yeah, to be fair, I think it's hard to criticise the players on that front, though. It's, you know, look at the pitch. It's really badly cut up. It's not a good-looking surface anymore. And it hasn't been since the start of the Union game at all. You know, the rugby league game kind of killed the pitch. So it's always hard. You know, there's no grip. Handling's going to be difficult. It's a wet surface. To some extent, you can't really criticise the players for that. You have to work with what you're given. They did. It was obviously going to be a forward dominated game. It was going to be, you know, keep it tight, keep it compact, keep the intensity high, and they did what they needed to. It was never going to be a day of, you know, 50 yard runs and kind of scything attacking moves. It's just not that kind of game.
Yeah. I mean, where do they go from here? Not necessarily Coventry in terms of like varsity, but Coventry. You know, if you were their coach, where do Coventry as a rugby team go?
They're in second in the table. In their division, so they are having a good season, but there is obviously a fairly big gap between the top two divisions. So it'll be interesting to see if they do go up, where they can build on it next year. Obviously, we'll be playing in the same league division, as they are. I think there is quite a big gap, so improvements probably do need to be made, but I don't think Coventry performed terribly.
No, I agree. As easy as it is for us to criticise Cov just because, you know, we're Warwick and we win at varsity all the time. I was genuinely quite impressed with the Cov second half performance. When our second row went into the sin bin, they responded in the exact way they needed to. They were direct, they were strong, they were fierce in the breakdown, and I was very impressed with how Cov kind of responded. They got their try. They really raised the intensity to a new level, which they didn't even get close to touching in the first half. So yeah, to be fair, credit to Cov, but at the end of the day, it was just that extra bit of quality, that extra bit of composure, that extra bit of class that really told in the end, I think, for Warwick.
Yeah, maybe it is the composure though, that's the thing. And because you saw that, not necessarily the composure, the confidence more.
Yeah,
so.
I think it's kind of that big game environment. You know, Warwick obviously are used to, obviously being in the division higher, they're used to playing high quality teams in kind of more high stakes games. For Cov, their big game of the year is varsity. Warwick, this is kind of, in terms of the if you, obviously varsity as a spectacle is fantastic, but if you look at just the teams, this is kind of a step down from the teams that Warwick could usually be playing. So they're kind of more at home with the atmosphere, with the spectacle of kind of a high stakes rugby game. Whereas I think for Cov, it seems to me that the spectacle got to them a little bit, I think.
I mean, surely they could have made a lot more of the underdog mentality, though. I mean, you see in the FA Cup teams from League Two, you know, beating Premier League giants. So why couldn't Cov do it? Well, you know, let's talk about that sort of like the tactical nuances behind
it. Yeah, they started well, though. They started with that kind of approach of, you know, going at Warwick hard. But when there is such a gap in quality, it's always going to be difficult to kind of bridge that. And, you know, as hard as they fight, the class differences are going to emerge, and it did, to be fair.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. We can go to an interview now with Becky on the touchline, who I believe is with the first team coach. Sorry about that, technical difficulties. But to be honest, don't you think it makes the production seem a lot more professional if you have technical difficulties? That wasn't a question, really.
Yes, it does. Next one.
Good. So we were talking about sort of the Coventry nuances and their tactics and things like that. Warwick University, highlight for me, if you could, one strength, one weakness.
Of Warwick?
Yeah.
Warwick's performance.
The biggest strength or weaknesses?
The strength was the physicality and the breakdown really dominated that. It was, as Alex has said, Malls, Rooks, really kind of asserting ourselves over their back row, I think, was the real key. And when they lost their captain to that injury, that was obviously a big blow. He's the number 8, he's kind of the talisman of the side, Nick Doherty. And when they lost him, it was obviously going to be difficult for them to kind of gain any kind of semblance in the back row. But I think Warwick, given the conditions, really nailed their game plan and their approach to the game. It was physical, it was raw, it was direct, it was powerful. For me, the line-out was the big weakness. I thought it got better in the second half, but it was too irregular. It wasn't consistent enough. And I think we had a good line-out platform, we would have scored a fair few more tries. I think there were chances there to be had. And a number of times in the 22, with an attacking line-out, the quality just wasn't there and chances went begging.
Yeah, I mean, like Alex, I don't know what you think, but for me, there was just no one player that stood out. There were certain players who most certainly didn't stand out, but it seemed that everybody performed, you know, well enough.
Is that not necessarily a good thing, though? You know, obviously,
it's nice to kind of
have a story of one player who's really shone for his university, but at the same time, it was a good team performance. Everyone played their part, and I think in that kind of game where it's going to be quite attritional, that's what it comes down to with the backs. In a game like that where it's hard to have good running rugby, it's always about defence, and everyone played their part, I felt.
Great. Now, we can go back to Becky on the touchline, we hope.
Sorry. I'm down here with Rob Calloway. He's the rugby union coach. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Hello. Very well, thanks.
How proud are you of the boys today?
Very proud. Good performance. Under some pressure, really, but we played well, so it's a win. That's what we came here to do, so we're pleased.
Congratulations to everybody, and is this a great reward for all the hard work you've put in?
well, it's not the word that I put in, it's the lads, but they've worked very hard this year and they have became a better side than they started. They get better each week and this is a one-off game, it's not a league game, so it's important that they stick to the plan, which they did, and it paid off today, so we're very happy.
And you, I guess you're immensely proud, and is this what you predicted for today?
Well, I predicted a win, obviously. You know, we are in the position of being a couple of leagues ahead of Coventry, but it was nice that we were allowed to play at the Butts Arena today as well, because it wasn't here last year or the year before, so it's good of Coventry to let us play. A big occasion for them. So it's never a foregone conclusion, but say the score 27-10 means we were clearly the best team.
And how was the Warwick support here today?
Very good. I think we had twice as many people as those, but it's nice to have a big crowd cheering them on. Helps out.
Never a little bit intimidating?
Well, it's new for the boys, I think, to have that many people screaming at them, but they coped well.
Like the little bit of fame that they get from the varsity games?
Yeah, they do. I think they enjoy the adulation. So.
Thank you so much for talking to us today, and a big congratulations to all the boys.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you, Becky, for the final time. Chaps, final reflections, right? Firstly, Cov Uni, where do they go from here? Is it simply a matter of funding, or is it simply a matter of a lack of talent? And Warwick University, how can we beat them 19-0 next year?
I think, to be honest, Coventry, surely the only way is up for them, really. They've taken an absolute pasting this year, so I can't see how they can do any worse, really. So they must need to be able to improve next year. As for what we do, we're just going to have to win a bit more, aren't we, really? Going to have to win the rugby, you know, 100 points to nil. We'll have to win the whole of varsity by 90-0. So, you know, we've got to improve. Always got to improve. There's no point in going backwards. So.
As fun as it's been to hammer Cov into the ground this year, which we obviously have done, I think I'm tempted to say it's a bit of an anomaly. The last few years have been a lot better than that. There's been kind of like 3, 4, 5 points in it at the end of varsity. This year, obviously, 50 points in it, a huge deficit, and a fantastic occasion for all of us to celebrate. But I think Cov will come back stronger next year, but that just means that Warwick will have to adapt as well, and you know, keep striving for greatness, keep striving to improve, and hopefully just maintain that victory.
Yeah, I think really this may have been a period of transition for Coventry, because they threw a lot of money at a lot of the sports this year. So I think maybe they were working through that period of transition, and the next few years will be interesting ones as they come back a little bit stronger after that. Having said that, I think our performance this year has bettered previous years so much so that it's, you know, put us completely on the front foot, and they really have to fight. The Phoenix has to rise from the ashes. That is this varsity for them.
And once again, we end on a cliche. So that's it for another incredible varsity and an incredible win for Warwick University. Once again, they've proven themselves to be the dominant sporting force in Coventry. 23 varsity championship wins and 23 miraculous varsity wins and 23 shameful losses for Coventry University. It's going to take them a long, long time to get over this one, as their hurt goes on and on and on. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Matt, Rick and Alex for their company here in the studio tonight. And for everybody who's been involved with the Varsity production over the last 2 weeks, it's been truly incredible. And thank you to all of you who have watched on Warwick TV, listened on Raw 12:51 AM, and all of you who have commented on our coverage. You've been part of something truly special, another Warwick Varsity win. Good night.
I'd say we're all pretty excited. We're all putting in extra effort, extra fitness.
Although we have an unbeaten record, it has been coming incredibly close after the last few years.
This year I want to leave and know that I've left with a winning team.
We've not had the best season, but we're coming off the back of a few good results lately, so we're going into this game full of confidence at the moment.
It is just a massive opportunity for the two teams to be there, to go out, give it all, and you know, it's a fantastic feeling.
Number 9 had a chance, Coventry, it's an early goal in the first minute! Coventry have scored! Is that a goal? It's a goalkeeping error! Oh my goodness!
Is he going to shoot? No, he's going to bring it. That's the goal!
And there is the clinching goal! From a very wide position, he pushed it back across. There's the clinching goal. Coventry University.
I'm here with Tom Oliver, the president of the Motorsport Society here at Warwick. So, Tom, a great result for Warwick. We had to work quite hard to get it in the end.
Just managed to do it, crossing the line, I think. What, a split second before Coventry? It's a fantastic feeling. This is our first Motorsport victory over Cov for about 5 years, I think.
I'm joined now by hat-trick hero and next year's men's second team captain, David Dougal.
To finish with 10 goals is obviously, you know, testament to how much we've improved this term.
Here goes Josie Cook then for Coventry, and the horse has completely gone through the skinny wall, and indeed she is out.
You've got to make it look easy. The judge, if they see you not putting much effort in but still getting the same result as someone else, then they'll basically see that as you being a good rider.
And now for the final team results. Overall, Warwick won with 59 penalties and Coventry came in second with 203 penalties. Well done, everyone.
This rally's really exciting at the moment. Lovely forehand and then beautiful backhand down the line once again from Mark Baghdadi. That's three winners in a row and three break points. Hines with the serve to the forehand side. Cross-court return. Beautiful return from Joe Harris. Cross-court left James Hines completely flat-footed. Backhand return. Harris with the smash. Backhand return is wide from James Hines. And Joe Harris for Warwick University has won his varsity match. A great win for Joe Harris there and a great win for Warwick University. I make absolutely no apologies for saying that Warwick have thrashed Coventry in the men's first team varsity tennis.
All the other league games throughout the season, the pre-season friendlies if you like, all gearing towards varsity.
Wishing all my clubs the very best of luck. We will smash it.
Let's hope we can make it 23 out of 23 when it all comes down to this.
Varsity 13 on Raw 12:51 AM.